Hey, we have a VIP podcast that we do every day. It's called Extra Extra Funny, and it is for subscribers to TJ Riggins Prime Plus. Now, you can get signed up for that at tjriggins.com/prime, and you get all kinds of benefits, including the Extra Extra Funny podcast every day. So what we've done is we've got an example here of what happens every Friday on Extra Extra Funny. You find it to be extra, extra funny, please go get signed up. So this is what we do every Friday, the one-star strip club reviews on Extra, Extra Funny. Enjoy.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra, Extra Funny podcast with TJ and Riggins.
For a dollar. I'm tired.
Yeah.
It's Friday, so I think whenever I get through with my business today, which I have business every day that I have to deal with.
Monkey business.
Yeah. Ain't no business like monkey business. I might take an Ambien nap.
What?
Yeah.
Take an Ambien and just for the daytime?
Yeah. I have daytime Ambien.
Do you? Is it a smaller Ambien?
Yeah, they have Mucinex daytime and Mucinex nighttime. I have the Ambien daytime. No, it's not a thing.
Would it give you a full 8 hours? Does an Ambien give you a full 8 hours?
No. It just puts you to sleep. You know, my other medicine that I have to take every night I fall asleep, and then it puts me into a restful sleep.
So you take the two different, so one to put you to sleep, one to keep you asleep.
Not every night. I rarely ever take Ambien.
Yeah.
Because I don't need help falling asleep usually. It's staying asleep.
Okay.
But today, I have an emergency stash of Ambien, and I might have to take that to put me to sleep. But watch. If I did that, I'm not really going to do that. But if I did... some kind of a big thing would be happening at my house.
You bet.
And I wouldn't be able to wake up to go do it.
Come on, we got to paint the baseboards. You're like, oh, God, no. Help me dust these fan blades. You're setting up a ladder over the bed. Don't mind me.
Hey, I just got a call from this contest I entered, and we just won a free weekend at the beach. Get up.
Let's go.
We got to be there in 2 hours or we miss out on it.
That's exactly what
we're
doing.
Get packed. We got to get to the airport.
Wait. Yeah, that's what will happen.
I'm gone.
What?
There was some
major horn? Sirens going on out there. Something happened.
Angry horn up honking too.
You know, usually we'll hear fire trucks at the same time every morning, and it just seems like they're just trying to get to breakfast or whatnot.
Yeah.
That sounds like the real deal going.
It does.
Mm-hmm. All right. So before I can go and take an Ambien nap today, we have to hear the one-star strip club reviews. So
that's right.
Get on it.
This is where we go across the country and read real one-star reviews from the internet. These are all real. You can go verify them for yourself. We'll start in Miami, Florida at a place called Club Madonna. Don't like that. John left a one-star review. This might be the biggest shithole on this side of the Mississippi. These hoes aren't even worth having pennies thrown at them. When I walked in, I had a swarm of strippers asking me for a lap dance. When I denied them, one stripper slapped my face, grabbed and twisted my balls, and took my money. When I tried to get my money back, the security guard grabbed me and threw me out. So, save yourself $20 and go find a clean bitch.
So, how big, where did he have his money that she could just take it from him?
I don't know.
Is he just walking in with it in his hand, like, get ready, ladies?
He must have been. She's like, yeah, the old nut twist.
But, you know, a lot of these scrippers seem like they just don't take no for an answer. Like, how dare you tell me no?
Yeah. That's how a lot of these confrontations start.
So then if they're going to do that, why do they even dance? Why don't they just accost every man that walks in there and just take his money.
Just rob everybody.
Yeah, twist some balls, get some cash.
Don't even put on the outfit. Just right. Wear your street clothes.
Like, as soon as they walk in, they go, what is this? I've come into the wrong place.
Nut twist. Give me money. And then the security guard grabbed me and threw me out. So that is fun. Then we'll go north to Brookhaven, Georgia, at a place called Pink Pony. Tony left a one-star review. I feel real bad for the dancers working in a cloud of lung cancer. What is this? The 1980s? They allow smoking inside. That in itself will keep me away forever. All right. I've already got a bunch of health issues. I don't need another. Shame, too. It was walking distance from my house. That good walking distance where you can walk back and sober up by the time you're home. Or walk to the club and be stoned by the time you arrive. One star.
Oh, wow. He must live in a great neighborhood is all I can say.
Man.
If you live within walking distance of a strip club, then, yeah, you're not exactly living in near the country club. I mean,
but it's perfect.
You don't have to worry about anybody named Trump coming by. So I don't know if we've even discussed that. If you live close to a strip club, I know if you live close to the emergency room, usually those aren't where the big, nice new homes are, sprawling estates.
Yep. I had a situation where I lived behind a gas station, which doesn't sound glamorous, but it was very nice. They put the gas station after I moved in there, okay? Right. I didn't purposely move behind a gas station.
Yeah. Well, I don't put the gas station, you mean a convenience store, new convenience store? Yeah, I don't put that in the same category with living next to a strip club, an emergency room, or an airport.
No.
A commercial airport.
Mm-hmm.
You know, little private airports. There are nice houses around there. But, sure. You know, but strip club.
Not good, you're saying?
Yeah. I live within walking distance of the Pink Pony.
Yeah, we have seen complaints that people say, I've never been to the strip club, but it's across from my house, and they do some nasty things. Women come outside. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, maybe move away from the directly across the street from the strip club. I don't know. Then we'll go to Norfolk, Virginia. I have trouble with that one.
They pronounce it Norfolk.
Norfolk. I knew it was.
Yeah, Norfolk.
But everybody that doesn't live there, it's Norfolk.
Norfolk.
Yeah. Norfolk. Clancy's. John left a one-star review. If zero stars were an option, I'd select that. The place was small. The lights were on. And it was just a mess. Only one stage. It's like someone took a dive bar and say, hey, this will help, and then threw a stage up there and called it a day. Loud and dirty. Most of the clientele. I mean, let's be honest. There's a spectrum of people for every place. But this crowd was on the low end of that spectrum. Smoking is allowed inside, which just made the few minutes I spent there even worse. Trashy, ratchet, 0 out of 10, low class, 1 star.
Well, doesn't that give you a little bit of a hint when you first walk in and it's all bright and lit up and everything?
Yeah. This is not a place I want to.
It's just a cloud of smoke in this brightly lit room.
Ugh. I'm getting out of here.
It's like somebody performing surgery in here.
Why is it so bright? Isn't that awful? Then we'll go to Larry Flint's Barely Legal Club. Tom nice. Left a one-star review. I know. This is a crooked business. I was overserved and coerced into the champagne room and charged an ungodly amount of money for an experience that I don't even remember. Do not drink too much at this establishment. They will take full advantage of you and take you for everything you're worth. Even after puking in the room from being so intoxicated, they still thought I was coherent enough to consent to more time in that room and charged me accordingly. Wow. Keep an eye on your drink and avoid at all costs.
Keep an eye on your drink. Is he saying that they roofied him or they slipped him a Mickey, as they say, as the kids say?
That would be the reference at the end, but he doesn't. Yeah, he said I was super intoxicated. Yeah,
I was overserved.
Yeah, and coerced into the champagne.
Coerced? How? Hey, you want to come see some titties back here?
I do want to see the sales pitch after he throws up, though. And they're like, "Hey, you want to do some more time?
Hey, don't worry about that. We'll clean that." Let's just move right on the other side of this curtain.
Yeah.
They we'll start keep all
their,
over.
They got to keep their cool. Mm. I think that's so funny.
I was coerced. So, okay, and then we're also, we would have to assume that he's in there without friends or anything. He's by himself.
Yeah.
Because his friends would have said, hey, man, stop drinking. You need to cool it. You need, don't go back there. Don't let them coerce you back there.
Yeah. They will take you for everything you're worth. So he brought everything he's worth in his pocket, I guess. Mm-hmm. Then we'll go to the Lido Lounge in Cleveland, Ohio. Dan left a one-star review. On one hand, it's a total shit stain of a titty bar. And it usually has girls that are not very attractive. On the other hand, this place seems to be where decent lookers go if they get fired from another establishment. There's a VIP area that seems to be pretty much that seems to be open to pretty much anyone who feels like walking in. Enter at your own risk and make sure you wash your hands. One star.
Hmm. Okay. So it's just it's kind of like going back down to the minors.
Yeah.
You know, you get fired from the major leagues and then they send you down to this place and get things straight and then you can move back up to another one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Far from a total shit stain of a titty bar.
Yeah.
He is a
it's kind of a rehab sort of place.
Yeah, he is a Shakespeare.
Mm.
Sapphire, New York. In New York, New York. Don left a one-star review. Zoe gave me the worst lap dance I've ever had. She should be fired and sent back to South Carolina where she came from. Are you kidding me? That was the worst effing lap dance I've ever gotten in my whole effing life. Holy shit. They paid her. She should pay me. Honestly, that experience alone was unfathomable.
Nice.
If that's the quality of strippers they have there, then they should be shut down immediately. They should be effing embarrassed. What a effing joke. Five F's in there. yeah, one star. Not happy.
But it's just with that one, the one you know, South Carolina girl.
The worst lap dance I've ever had in my life. Whatever that, I mean, I wonder what that could be.
Well, I mean, the fact that you say that is the worst you've ever had in your life means that you've had too many lap dances in your life.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be like saying, you know, that's the worst burger I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
You go, oh, really? Mm.
The implication you've had a lot of burgers.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, you'd never hear me say that's the worst lap dance I've ever had.
Right.
That's the worst pliers grabbing my privates I've ever experienced.
Whoa.
What do you mean?
Slow down. Then we'll go to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, at a place called Silk Exotic. Josh left a one-star review. You looking for a great night? Don't go here unless you're planning on spending $10 to $20 for coverage. Then you have average-looking females hawking you the entire time. Guys who aren't dressed to impress, don't worry. They will not come for you. Those who are dressed nicely, it'll attract, but I tell you honestly, as it happened today, do not fall for their attempt of making money off you. You control them, not vice versa.
Thank you, Dad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, Nick Saban, what is that? You control them. Don't let your emotions control you. Shut up. You don't control anybody. You're at a strip club and you're paying for lap dances.
It's 80% mental.
Yeah, right. I mean,
but I'm wondering what dressed nicely means in his world. Yeah, like, I mean, dressed to impress.
I had on pleated khakis.
Yeah, I mean, he's at Silk Exotic in Milwaukee. Something tells me. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't ever hear a board member of a Fortune 500 company put on their clothes in the morning and go, wow, I'm really dressed to impress today. Oh, wait, we got a dress to impress for this function?
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, no.
I need a shirt with buttons on it, I think. Then we'll go to Indianapolis, Indiana, at a place called the Red Garter. Travis left a one-star review. This is the worst strip club I've ever been to. Careful, guys. They only have one or two girls on the floor at a time, and they all look like crack whores. And if you complain even a little, they will forcefully throw your ass out and threaten to beat you up for no reason.
There it is. For no reason.
F this place and its $10 Bud Lights and crack whore strippers. All three of them. F the Red Garter. I strongly recommend staying away from this two-bit piece of shit strip club. One star.
So, what is he complaining?
Like, I don't know.
That's what I want to know. If you complain about it, so what are you, you're going up and saying, hey, all your dancers in here look like crack whores. They're disgusting or whatever. And that's when they throw you out. That's what you're complaining about? Or are you complaining about the price of the beer? I mean, even if it is bad, what are they going to do about it? Yeah. What do you think that they're going to just get on the phone and go, oh, we didn't realize that. All right. Hey, look, call in the good looking strippers that don't look like crack whores.
Oh, you guys want a pretty stripper? Oh, we didn't know that. Well, yeah, we got those.
Yeah, too. They're in the back.
We got them.
Yeah. You know, they're in the bullpen.
Yeah. I don't believe him. If you complain even a little,
right?
Like, there's no way he was complaining just a little. There's no way.
Flailing.
Oh,
look at these damn ugly ass.
Yeah, I pictured him talking to the strippers directly. He's, I'm holding my money on for someone a little more attractive.
Huh? Yeah, he's probably, you're right, complaining to the strippers. What is wrong with you? You look like shit. I ain't giving you no money. You look like a crack whore.
Crack whore. And then threaten to beat you up for no reason. How many times that phrase has been uttered in these one-star reviews?
At least once in every one of them.
It seems that way.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the one-star strip club
reviews. Yay, nice.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.